I mean, what do you say about that, people? What do you really say about that game? Man, let's get into it. This is Chima from Chima Chats Foot, recording live from Washington, D.C., Northeast Washington, D.C., to be exact. Man, oh, man, what a game. We're not even going to do the three today. I say it all the time, but we're not going to worry about talking about this game in a structured breakdown. I just want to go. Oh, man. So we have to start with Diogo Jota. Diogo Jota is a very good striker who misses opportunities every game. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't score goals every game. But most of the games where he scores one goal, maybe two goals, he should have four goals. So the games where a very, very clinical striker will have one chance, one opportunity, someone like Suarez when we had him, he's not that type of player. He's very, very good. But today, I mean, Wolves had basically set out to say, all right, break us down. You know, Connor Cody, all those gentlemen back there were resolute. And the young fullback that they had, the Frenchman, El Nur, I believe his last name is, possibly Egyptian. Him and Mo Salah were having a little bit of a conversation. So I'm thinking he's French-Egyptian. But he played amazingly well. The keeper did pretty well, too. And you know, Wolves had determined, like, hey, look, we can get a point from this. And it was miss after miss after miss. And that Diogo Jota miss, where he literally plays it into two Connor Cody and the other center back on the line, where the goal is just gaping, it still blows my mind. It's almost like, where's the composure that you had against Arsenal, where you laid a defender down, laid the keeper down, and put it into empty net? Diogo Jota is that. He's still that player. You know what I mean? He is the player who will miss those chances, but he is also the player who can score. I mean, the goal against Everton, that touch is one of the best of the season. So, incredibly frustrating day, man. Sadio Mane never really affected the game at all. Mohamed Salah was also bright spots here and there, but they did a good job of doubling him up and not letting him get in behind. So we were on the ropes. Diogo Jota misses an early header that it would have been almost harder to score than to miss. He heads it wide. I think you just need to head that into the ground or head it back across where it's coming from. The commentator said that he had been a little bit too cute trying to place the header in the near post, and that's possible. But, you know, a miss is a miss. So we don't start off with any type of a clinical edge, and we never had one throughout the game. There were a couple of hairy moments, especially Fabinho was yellow carded, Andy Robertson was yellow carded. Liverpool has 17 yellow cards coming into this game, which is the second fewest in the Premier League. So we don't get carded very often, but we were absolutely having a really hard time trying to deal with Adama Traore. I mean, we won't be the first, we won't be the last. Just a unit, you know, they put that ball in behind, or an underrated part of his game is his hold-up play. Because when he gets that ball, it's staying there. It's not going anywhere. And we experienced that. Fabinho had to do a couple last-ditch tackles. It was a battle with him all game. Luckily, the other side of his game, the lack of actual goals, also kind of reared its ugly head, and he wasn't able to score. But he was a threat throughout the game and stretched our defenders to their last wits many, many times. So I thought he was very, very dangerous throughout, even though he didn't score. The midfield, I thought that Henderson...
Well, here's the thing. We looked like a team that just played a very, very labor-intensive game a couple of days ago. We absolutely looked leggy. We looked tired, you know. We really looked as if though we could use a break. And I'll be completely honest. Fabinho was okay. Henderson was okay. But neither of them were really... at their peak levels. Thiago was the standout, always probing, always looking for space, always able to, you know, give that excellent delivery. He had a couple of really, really smart passes to get us out of trouble, kind of spring us and do all that type of stuff. I thought Thiago was awesome. He just knows how to thread that ball in, and he knows exactly what to do in most situations. So got to give it up to Thiago. I thought he was going to get another goal as well. And with his ricocheted attempt, and it just seemed like it wasn't going to be our day. It just seemed like, man, with Chelsea losing, I had to call my buddy, shout out to Akeem, very, very salty that Chelsea was losing today. But yeah, with Chelsea losing, this was a chance to, even though City are probably going to win and go top of the league, 3 points, 3 points, 3 points. That's all that matters in this December period going into the festive period. Generally, the team that comes out of December on top is the team that's going to be able to move throughout the league and challenge for major honors. And we want that to be us. Like I keep saying, Champions League is already secured. Champions League is already secured. The Premier League needs to be the place where we're tucking away as many points as possible, because we all know in January the African Cup of Nations is going to absolutely decimate our team up front. I don't know how we're going to manage that, but we will find a way. Joel Matip, Van Dijk, Alisson, clean sheet. Alisson was called on a couple of times, but he spent large swaths of the game with not much to do. Another clean sheet. I believe he leads the league. Best goalkeeper in the world for me. Just a very, very calm, assured presence at the back. I thought Joel Matip played well. He had a couple of marauding, mazy runs like he always does. Wasn't able to kind of find, an offensive player on a lot of them. But I thought him and Van Dijk dealt with a very, very dangerous Adama Traore pretty well. We're about the 75th minute, and like I said, we are just not going to score. You know, it got to the point where Trent and Rabo had decent games. I thought Rabo was good defensively. Trent, you know, did his Trent thing where he's crossing and he's crossing and he's crossing. And when his crosses are on, you know, they're pinpoint, they're dropping in the box where they need to. But sometimes out of frustration, you know, he can start hitting a few too many crosses and hitting a few too many crosses that they were being fairly easily cut out, you know, by Dendonker and all of their Cody and all of their people at the back. So they were kind of eating them up for a while. And like I said, it just looked like we didn't have enough. It just looked like we didn't have anything. I would have loved to see Oxlade-Chamberlain on earlier. He comes on. Before that, Lord Divock comes on. Hendo comes off. And I'm like, you know what? Fine. I'll take that. Because what Diogo Jota wasn't giving us, besides the two or three goals he should have had today, and maybe he's going back to his old club, you know, maybe that was on his mind. There was clearly just a kind of a block there, you know. He's normally pretty calm and assured in the box, and he was just a bit frazzled today. But I wanted, when Divock came on to play in striker, I need someone to hold the ball up, right? At least get the ball, make it stick. That's what a traditional number nine's job is to do. Get the ball, hold it up, and we'll have runners come off you. And that's exactly what he did. I mean, as soon as he came on, Jurgen must have gave him the instruction, attack, attack, attack. And that's what he did, you know? He was absolutely just rampant in going forward and trying to play combinations, linking up with Thiago and Mane, drifting into that left-hand channel, playing 1-2s. And I remember saying to myself, and I remember that 18-19 Liverpool team had late winners in them. Late, heartbreaking winners. I remember the Andy Sadio Mane, Aston Villa, last-minute winner. You know, Bobby Firmino scored a bunch of last-minute winners last year. And I'm like, that's what championship teams do. They score in the last minute. They do that. And lo and behold, from Van Dijk to Salah, Origi, he has this very, very smart, he uses his body well. He's 6'2", I think. So he uses his body well, touch to protect the ball, turn, fire. And that low kind of driven shot is his thing. You know, you remember it's similar to the Champions League goal he scored. It was just a bit of composure, finally. And I have to give it up to Wolves. Molyneux was bouncing. The stadium was rocking. They get behind the team. The atmosphere was tough. But my goodness, what a goal. What a player, you know. And it's adding to the lore of Divock Origi, who in my eyes has to be a Liverpool legend. People kind of said that term, I don't want to say mockingly, but it's kind of a joke. He's obviously cult hero status, right? But, you know, we're talking about a lot of crucial goals in big games and a lot of late game winners from Divock Origi. It's becoming his kind of specialty. And let's say he can be the person who we throw on 75, 80 minutes to go look for a goal. That's promising to me, because it allows this Liverpool team to vary their attack and it allows them to give you different things. And for me, 3 points is 3 points, man. I don't care how it comes. Hold tight the 3-point collectors. That's the phrase. A draw here wouldn't have been the worst result, but it would have been so demoralizing after watching Chelsea get hammered, similar to the way we did. You know, shout out to West Ham. They're surging under David Moyes. That's his new exotic pronunciation when he does good things. But I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing. This could have been drop points, kind of like a nil-nil. Nobody's really sat. Well, they would be thrilled with a point, right? But it wouldn't have been a good point for us because you're expected to win these games. But that's the Premier League. Every game is tough. There's no ground that even you go to Norwich or any of these teams at the bottom, they'll give you a fight, you know, and football is situational. So let's say you come out sloppy, you concede an early goal, and they defend for their lives for 90 minutes like so many teams have done against Liverpool. And they frustrate the hell out of you and do a smash and grab, or they score in the 90th minute, you know, kind of like we did, do a smash and grab and leave. Norwich is going to feel hard done by that. But at the end of the day, a dub is a dub, a win is a win. I'm buzzing off of that, you know. Hopefully Vieira and Crystal Palace can give United some pepper tomorrow. I wasn't watching the City game, well, really, because nobody cares about City. But it was 2-0 up. I'm assuming that they'll win that against Watford. But we got to keep pace. I'd love us to just hang around right at second place, right through the festive period, get all these Christmas matches out of the way. And you know what? I'd love us to even make a little sneaky signing in January. That would add an extra wrinkle. That would be something unexpected, but really appreciated. You know, just get another player in there, refresh the squad, you know. But loving what I saw from Divock Origi, the composure to know that your job is to get a goal and you come on and that's exactly what you do. You got to respect it. You know, you got to love it. He's not a perfect footballer, but he's ours. Wow, incredible, incredible win. And one thing you'll notice, and this is what I wanted to touch on, I'm happy I remembered. One thing you'll notice about this Liverpool team is the whole bench was up. Jurgen Klopp, there's a guy that I call Baby Klopp, who looks like Jurgen Klopp, just a smaller version. Pep Linders, Achtenberg, you know, I'm sure Taffarel was in the mix too. I see Minamino, I see Neil Jones. Hendo gets off the bench. Diogo Jota, who was basically sulking, and understandably so, because he's like, I blew this for my team. But look how his team bailed him out. Look how his team picked him up. That's what champions do. They win when they are not playing well. That's what it is. They pick up ugly wins, 1-0s, dirty wins off an old own goal. It doesn't matter. That is a dagger into the heart of our enemies, and I love it. That's why Jurgen coined the term mentality monsters. Because it's real. You know what I mean? You have to have the mentality to get these things done. There's just no other way around it. So other teams would have kind of crumpled at that moment, but we attack until the last. That was like Divock Origi's fourth or fifth attacking sequence. Keep going. And that's for football, that's for life, that's for anything. Continued application is the secret. Wow. Love it, Reds. I love it. 3-point collectors. Big up to the Reds around the world. That's what you call a game. Shout out to Divock Origi. And remember, football without Origi is nothing. Gotta love you and leave you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another's. Liverpool 1, Wolves. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next Chima Chats Foot. Peace.